I glared at you and gripped my teeth as you stood up, clearly semi-hard as always, clinking the glass with your butter knife. Any other time I would have been delighted in hearing you speak. Over the years I'd gushed over your oratory skill, whether it was advocating passionately for colleagues in quarterly meetings or hilarious confessions about your one-night stands on our Friday night drinks. I'd been so looking forward to all the lovely things you'd say about me on my wedding day, tempered with just the right amount of banter and insults to demonstrate we really were just best friends. Reassuring everyone that although unconventional, there was nothing inappropriate about my choice to have you as my chief bridesman on this special day. You shot me a bitter glance in return, pulled out your note cards. But by the time you'd read aloud the first few lines of your prepared speech, your demeanor had changed and you'd slipped into performer mode. Our guests hung on your every word. My grandma was positively cooing. Tears streamed down my face and I twisted the napkin in my lap. Relieved you weren't throwing me under the bus. Heartbroken, but still so turned on I was vibrating. After your toast to the happy couple, you leant down to hug me and whispered in my ear, "You know where to find me." Then wiped away my tears with your napkin, making sure my eyes followed yours as you stuffed it into your pocket and adjusted your cock. I reached out my hand and grabbed my husband's hand under the table, closing my eyes before turning to kiss him, his lips sticky from nibbling on the chocolate mints as he'd helped to set up the tables earlier. I was genuinely punching above my weight with him, and yet he, as always, made me feel like I was the lucky one. I looked at him through the veil of intrusive thoughts of this morning's events. Your hands inside our friend's pajama top making her squirm as you were balls deep in my fucking makeup artist. As I just stood there, fawning. I could numb my body and push out the images of you holding your dick in your hand, offering it to me like it was a tray of cookies. But I couldn't shake the sound of your moans as you came. My brain rinsing and repeating them like it was trying to flush all the Cyprian out of my body. I wanted to hate you for ruining this day for me, but the anger just couldn't take strong enough root in me when I was this turned on, no matter how much I tried to force it. After the meal, most of the guests stepped out into the courtyard to enjoy the gentle Mediterranean sun in the provincial gardens before the band and the evening guests arrived. Some went to their rooms for a nap, or to fuck, or both. A few usual suspects propped up the bar. It was easier than I thought to steal myself away to decompress and put my feet up in my dressing room. Telling my new husband I needed some quiet time and he understood and made things easy for me just like he always did. Once in the room, I filled a shallow bath enough to soak my feet. I unclipped my stockings, slid them off, and draped them over the towel rail. Then fiddled with the unanchored suspenders, tracing the ribbon closure across my thighs for a while, before hitching my dress up and sitting on the edge of the tub to dangle my feet in. The girls and I had slept over the night before. You'd opted to spend the night on a boat in the harbour. You disappeared somewhere after the rehearsal dinner and arrived the next morning with pastries for all of us. When I'd asked where you'd got them from, you teased that if I didn't want to hear your dirty stories, I shouldn't be asking questions. My blood boiled. He'd been here for less than 48 hours and had already collected phone numbers from the bar staff, the florist, and now likely done all manner of things with chantilly cream to the local patissier before bringing us your spoils. As I sat at the vanity with curlers in my hair, you came up behind me, bent down, hooked your arm around my neck for your signature half-hug, half-headlock move, and whispered in my ear, "Tu peux me garder autant que tu veux." And kissing my hair, making this dramatic protest at the taste of my hairspray before I swatted you off. Now, splashing my toes in the cool bathwater, I typed the French phrase into my phone to translate. "You can keep me as long as you want."
"Oh, for fuck's sake, bro."
I threw my phone across the bathroom, but that freed up my hands, and now unoccupied, they'd found their way between my legs. Both of my hands sliding in from opposite sides of my lace and silk panties, groping at myself like I wanted your firm grip to lock me up, to stop me from craving, to hold tightly onto my too much, high demand, always taking it a step too far self. And then laughing as I imagined you telling me it was a drop in the ocean of what you would ask of me. How I hadn't even begun to show you freaky. I fantasized about what you would be like if I didn't keep playing into these games. If I told you, "Okay, you can fuck me." If I'd done that this morning, would you have put those girls down, grabbed me, your cock still covered in their cum, and told me that it was all mine, and then made them watch instead of me? Probably. For all of 5 minutes at least, until the boredom set in. But what if it never did? What if? I was standing on the fluffy white bath mat, gripping the plush cotton pile between my spread toes, curling them as I stretched my arches out for relief. Listening to the water drain away slowly. My panties were around my knees now, providing just the right amount of resistance. There was only one way out of this stupid fantasy, and that was through it. In my frenzy, I hadn't noticed the suite door opening, or thought to close the bathroom door in case any one of the 6 people with a key came in. And then there you were, standing there. Half smiling. "Need a hand," he said, and I expected you to give me a slow clap. I hadn't even taken my fingers out of my cunt or moved the other hand from my belly. I just stood like a mannequin with glassy eyes. No fight left in me. But you walked towards me, waving the monogrammed handkerchief I gave you as if it were a white flag, as you approached me slowly. You took my hand from my belly and brought it up to your chest, your heart beating like a hammer. You pulled my other hand out of my pussy and brought my fingers to your mouth and placed just the very tips of them on your bottom lip, caressing them with your tongue, breathing me in softly at first. Your breathing deepened and quickened and became more and more urgent, almost panicked. And as you changed the grip on my hand, you pushed it back down to use my own fingers to fuck me. "Look at me," he said. "I don't want to, asshole," I replied, my eyes still red. You laughed. "Okay. I order you not to look at me.
Fuck off, I replied, but my giggle broke the tension just enough to make it bearable.
You sidestepped around me with caution, like I was a skittish animal that could bolt or bite at any moment. You pressed your hands firmly on my shoulders, forcing the tension out of them, and I took a breath so deep I felt like I'd been holding it in all day until this moment. You unbuttoned the back of my dress and unclasped my bra and started to untie my corset.
Don't,
I told you. It took me ages to get into this and I'm finally comfortable. You turned me to face the mirror.
Comfort has nothing to do with it,
he said. You're getting off on how sexy you look and what it's doing to me, aren't you? I wasn't even embarrassed at getting called out like that.
Your hands cupping my sculpted waist, pushing that brick of a cock into the small of my back for effect. It felt good not to have to protect anyone from this side of me, to be able to give my worst and know you'd find a way to gamify it.
Your hands stayed gripping my waist tight, but your eyes traced the curve of my body. There was no way to shrink, the way I'd habitually learned to whenever you weren't around. I wasn't remotely tempted to round my shoulders and fold my arms across my overly expressive nipples. You pushed my chin up, so my head leant back against your chest. You drew in a sharp breath as the crystals and wires of my hair clip dug into you. But that little bit of pain only made you pull me in tighter. You kissed me on the forehead with a tenderness that I'd only caught glimpses of maybe 2 or 3 times in the 5 years we'd known each other. I lost myself in the sweetness of it. Just feeling smaller and softer. Before I realized your hand was over my mouth and you were whispering in my ear.
Do you remember where my dick's been today? I saw you staring as I fucked that boring makeup artist. Yeah, I don't remember her name either. You wanted to lick her cum off me, didn't you? Take back what's yours. And oh, that exquisite pastry chef. You know she kept her apron on the whole time. I ate her out right there in the kitchen. If you'd kissed me properly when I'd arrived, you'd have tasted her too. So many missed opportunities, little one. Her name was Anna. I told her to swing by later, by the way. I punched you in a perfect spot to give you a dead leg and you buckled, releasing your grip on my waist and moving your hand from my mouth to rub your thigh. Too far? You asked. I smiled at you, turned to face away from you, and backed my ass and hips into you, taking your hand and placing it gently back over my mouth.